Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Hi, yes, I'm calling to get some information on a business loan. I have a reservation code that was sent to me.
Yes. What is your reservation code?
4201-4201-0011-2236.
Just 1 second. Center for Ballet Arts, LLC, right?
Yes.
And in case you will get disconnected, the best number to reach you would be the one which I have here, which is 940-999-7579.
Correct.
Is this the business number or it's your personal cell?
It's my cell phone.
That's your cell phone. Okay. Let me verify the business phone number, please. Could you please give me
940?
The business phone number?
940-384-0033.
Wonderful. And your name, please.
Morgan Eisenhower.
Morgan Eisenhower. Okay. And you are the owner of the business, right, Morgan?
Correct.
And could you verify your business address, please?
Yes, it's 1800 Brinker Road, Denton, Texas,
76208. Okay. And your business, is it LLC? Yeah, it's LLC, right? It's not sole proprietorship.
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been the owner? When did you become the owner? What year?
Since October, or I'm sorry, well, we've been open since October, but I was established in June of last year.
Last year? Mm-hmm. 2015. Okay, so you've been, I mean, your LLC was registered about a year ago, right?
Yes.
In June.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your sale, I would say, per month, because you don't have the year yet? Like
per month, about 12,000.
About 12?
Roughly 12,000 a month.
Okay. And what do you need right now in terms of funds? What would you need money for?
I need money for operating expenses, capital.
Okay. Is any special needs, like you need it for payroll or for equipment?
Payroll, rent, equipment.
What kind of equipment are you buying? The reason I'm asking, because we have different programs.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's all performance related for production.
Okay. So how much would you need for this, for equipment?
For the production, about 20,000.
20,000 for production. And when you buy it, you keep it for like the next year, and I believe that
some
you have the same program.
Some of them will have to be rented. Like backdrops and props and stuff. Some of them I can only rent. Theater rental, that kind of thing.
Okay, so this 20,000, it's including rent, right?
Yes, for facility.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm not sure. what is it that you can keep? It's costumes or what is it?
Costumes. I can keep costumes. Mm-hmm. The merchandise. I'll have to pay dancer salaries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm trying to separate just what we can categorize as equipment. It should be something which you're going to reuse, like long term. You're going to keep it and use it again. That's what we can probably try to classify as equipment. So do you know what is it and for how much approximately it would be, and where are you going to buy it? Where are you going to buy it?
Give me 1 second. I have actually listed all this stuff out. Tell you.
Do you have like a vendor from which you're buying?
I've used Theater World for backdrops before.
But that's for rent. That's for rent.
Yes, I can purchase them. Rent. It's cheaper to rent them, but flooring, Marley flooring, which I would keep so I can use them again, costuming.
And they have, this vendor has costumes which you need, right?
I would get costumes from multiple vendors. So I have one vendor who I use for some custom things that are required, and then I can go to a wholesaler for additional items that I need.
And all these things which you can get, like which you can keep and reuse in the future, how much would it be? Do you know? Like only backdrop you cannot keep, you will just rent it, the backdrop?
I can. Actually, I can purchase backdrops. Backdrops are about $10,000, so I haven't really purchased them in the past.
It's 1,000? You said 1,000?
It's about 10,000. No, 10,000. It's expensive. Backdrops are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But how much is the rent for one?
Roughly 5,000 for theater rental.
Oh, so you either rent it one time for $5,000 or buy it for $10,000?
Okay, I thought you were talking about theater rent, facility rental. I'm really confused. Okay, there are a couple things that I can that I can keep, and of the things that I can keep would be costuming, which is roughly $5,000. Concession items, roughly 1,000. Props, about 8,000 for props. Advertisement promotions that we can carry over into the following season. Last year we spent about $2,000.
No, but that's not the equipment. So actually, it's 6 and 8. It's 14,000. That's what you need in things which you will keep.
And then we have floors. We have to purchase
what else?
The floors. There's a
floor.
There's a special flooring.
And how much?
That's
is
about $8,000.
It's another 8,000, right?
Yeah.
So it's like 22,000 altogether.
Yes.
And that's things which you have a place where you're going to keep it and you can reuse it for your future production, right?
Yes.
Okay. So other than we can try to get you approved for equipment loan for this $22,000. Are you the only owner? Or you have any partners in this business?
I'm the owner.
You're the only owner. And how is your personal credit looks for equipment? It's kind of important. Your personal credit, even though it's going to be your personal credit. Do you know if it's good, it's bad, or somewhere in the middle?
I think it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So in this case, it's going to be easier because equipment loans, they're up to 5 years, so you will have up to 5 years to pay it back with monthly payments to the bank. And the interest on equipment, because it's the secure loan, it's much lower. So it's much better to when you have this option to get the loan for equipment when it could be qualified as equipment. Okay? This is one program which we have. And then if you have, like you said, you need to do advertisement, this and that. So you're probably going to be qualified for another, I would say, 10 to 15,000 in unsecured loan, which is working capital loan. These loans are shorter. They are from 3 months to 18 months usually. And
we can try to get you approved for both. You can get equipment loan and working capital loan.
Yeah, so that would very much, I mean, out of everything that's more important to me is actually working capital, so I can pay my bills, you know.
And yeah, I understand, but see, it has to be done probably at the same time because it's easier to approve equipment before you approve working capital, and it takes only one day to approve the equipment, and after that immediately we can do the working capital. I will need some documents from you. And if you will give me your email, I will send you the list of documents which we need, and I'll tell you about them too. So what is your email?
It's morgan@centerforballetarts.com.
Okay, at center, so the full name of your business, right?
It's C-E-N. T-E-R,
for Ballet Art,
BalletArt.com.
Okay, Morgan, so for equipment, we just need three most recent bank statements, first pages, and the list of equipment, or if you have quotes, maybe from your vendors. So we would need to know what is it you're buying, and for how much, approximately, at least. And then the application, which I will send you for equipment. And for working capital, we would need your six most recent bank statements. Do you accept credit cards in your business?
I do.
Okay, so we would need four months credit card processor's statements and 1 year usually 1 year business tax return, but do you have 2015 tax return filed?
I did. I mean, we had only been open for, we were only open for 5 months by the time taxes were due. Yeah. So we don't, we experienced a loss our first.
So you didn't file taxes for 2015 for your business?
Oh, no, I did. I had to.
Oh, you did.
Even though we were open for a very short period of time. Yeah, we still had to.
Okay, wonderful. So that's what, and another application which you will need to sign. It's separate. It's two applications, one for equipment and one for working capital. I will send it to you in the email in the next 5 to 10 minutes. And my name is Lena. My extension here, just in case you will not get the email or something. My extension is 33644. You will get all my information in the email, my direct number and everything. And when you will send me all these documents, it, like I said, it will take about 48 hours for us to get you approved. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions I can? Okay.
Let me know. Good.
Good. So thank you for calling, Morgan, and I will send you this email shortly.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.